Hi, I'm Dan.
And I'm James.
And welcome to the Cornwall Property Podcast, where every week we bring you the latest news, hot topics and guidance around the Cornwall property market.
Stay tuned to be informed, inspired and to have any of your property related questions answered by trusted local property professionals.
Welcome back, I'm Dan.
I'm James.
And this is episode 41, believe it or not, of the Cornwall Property Podcast. So we're here, as always, to hopefully inform you, inspire and educate you guys in the Cornwall property market. So with little analogy, this is a special episode. This is our Stan and James episode. It's a chance where you guys get your questions into us and we hopefully help answer them as best we possibly can. And if you've got questions for us, please do get in touch.
Absolutely. And remember that you can do that by going to the cornwallpropertypodcast.com on our website, onto the front page there, scroll down the bottom and send us a message that way. Or you can go onto Facebook, our social media platforms, and you can send us a message there. And please be aware, we're also on Instagram now as well. So you can go on there and send us a message. But any way you do it, just get your questions coming in because we love answering them. So without further ado, I will start with the first question that we've got, which is from lovely Guy in Lou, who asked the following. We have a new tenant moving in next week and they want the keys a little earlier during the day to paint a couple of the rooms. Deposit and rent, etc., have all been paid. Is it okay and safe to give the keys before the tenancy start date? Dan, enlighten us.
Thanks for getting in touch, Guy. And it sounds that you've got tenants that care and they want to make it a home, which is always a good sign, as far as I'm concerned, because as you know, a tenant that makes it home is likely to stay there longer.
Sure.
So the answer to your question, you can do what you like, it's your property. Would I? No, in all honesty with you, because there's so many things that could go wrong. They're starting the tenancy, for argument's sake, on the 1st of the month, and you're going to give them keys on the 28th of the month. So there's a few days of of non-contract period, I suppose. What if there was an issue at the house that was brought on by them and it's out of the contract period? There might be issues there, but they're obviously we're not actually in contract. We don't take over the tenancy. This happened before our tenancy. They may cause some damage and they don't decide to move. My concern for you is there's too many things that could go wrong here. So all I would say is, and what I've done in the past is said, no problem at all. You're more than welcome to move into the property early or have access early, but all I need to do is just sort of reissue an AST, a new short hold tenancy, a new contract essentially, but we'll date it from the 28th rather than the 1st because it gives you that formal extra couple of days, but they'll be free. I won't charge you for those.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think just to cover your backside, Guy, this is what I would do personally. Just say, look, James, if it was James, no problem at all, happy for that, but all I'd have to do is to just re-sign this contract with a couple of days free rent included, obviously, for the 28th, 29th, 30th, whatever month it is. But yeah, I that's the way I go about it, Guy. And the reason being, maybe I'm just being too safe and overthinking things, but in my eyes, there's too many things that could potentially go wrong and you need to mitigate those risks. And how can you mitigate those risks? Simply just sign a contract and just give them a couple of days with rent, no rent, because that's essentially all you'd be doing. But this just formalizes that in an agreement.
Absolutely. And I think, especially with the nature of what they're doing, let's say they, start painting it, they're not in contract and then they spill loads of paint everywhere. They make a real balls up of it and they then start saying, oh, it's not the painting, it must be the walls because it's all bubbling up. I just think, yeah, you open yourself. But also there is a way that you can say just, yeah, not a problem. You can come in, we'll just change the contract and have goodwill. We won't charge you for it. I don't think they can argue with that. I think Dan is absolutely right. You don't want to put yourself in the firing line.
Yeah, it's a time starting off on the right foot, isn't it, really, essentially?
Absolutely.
So no, just cover yourself as best you can. No one's at harm. I can't see why it'd be an issue for them. It just means they get access.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's also quite nice that, they're wanting to decorate your property. So,
make sure it's not like lime green or like some ridiculous colour that you can't paint over again, like a really dark purple that's going to take you weeks and layers and layers and layers of white to get over. But yeah,
agreed.
In essence, we digress. So thank you, Guy, again for getting in touch. And again, hopefully, if you've got a question you want to get in touch with us, please do, just like Jen has from Soltash. So Jen asks, I'm thinking of not self-managing my portfolio for properties around Cornwall. Lovely, Jen. Nice portfolio. I simply don't have the time after having a newborn. Ah, congratulations. Commiserations. I am always worried that agents won't be able to deliver as good a service as I like to do. How can I let go and know that my long-serving tenants will be in good hands? Lovely question, lovely dilemma. James?
Very much so, and thank you for that, Jen. And yeah, congratulations on the newborn. Very exciting, and I totally understand why you're probably doing this to get more time, because a lot of your time is going to be taken up, especially through the early hours of the morning. So yeah, good idea. And it's a position that I've been in, and Dan has been in. You know, it's, you finish like a flat or a block of flats, and you're sort of thinking, you know, I think maybe I could just carry on managing it, but you know, do we give it over to an agent? And we've been very impressed with the agents that we've used here in Cornwall, and some of them that we've had on the show as well. But in essence, I think a good way to do this, in my experience, is that, okay, why don't you give yourself, you know, a time frame that you pass it over to the agent. Now, normally all the things that do crop up, you know, you're not going to see, it's going to be happening with the agent, but you will get the details of the tenants that are moving into, you know, your property, you know, thus being their, you know, their email address, telephone number, all that type of stuff. And of course, you know where they are because they're in your flat. But what I would suggest is that maybe that, you know, in 6 months' time, after they've been managed by the agent, you could either just arrange to pop by and say hello, or you could just write them an email and just say, oh, hi there, I'm the actual landlord of the property. And you could ask, you know, how they're getting on. Are they being looked after, for example, and just see, you know, how they're getting on. You could even do that after the first year. If you are, you know, really worried about the tenants, likelihood is, you know, if you know these tenants, which you obviously do, if they're long serving, they probably know you and they've you know, got your number anyway, because they would come to you if you've got any problems, because you haven't been doing with an agent. So yeah, maybe just drop them a, you know, a text in 6 months' time, say, you know, how are you getting on? You know, I'm interested to know how you're being treated by the agent. And obviously tell them that none of the feedback's going to get back to the agent, but you just want to know that you're being looked after because you care. I think that's a good way to do it and monitor it.
And the way I look at it, Jen, and yeah, very valid point. And I think it's so key to just check, get feedback. What's the worst that can happen, Jen? Like, these tenants they're long-standing tenants by the sounds of it. If they're not happy about something, they're going to let you know, aren't they? Because definitely, you've obviously been doing a lovely job. Properties must be good because the tenants are staying there. So if there's going to be a change, and hopefully there's not going to be a big issue if you pass to a manager and agent, what's the worst that can happen? The agents aren't responsive, the agents aren't proving their value, tenants will tell you, and then you change shop with change agents, or bring it back in house if you have to. But if you don't try, you never know. And I think the hardest bit, as you've identified and as James has mentioned, is letting go that first time, and hopefully you'll have a really positive experience of doing so. And depending where they are, please do let us know where they are, Jen, and we might be able to steer you in touch with one of our preferred agents that we could recommend. So yeah, thank you for getting in touch, and hopefully that helps.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, that's it for today's podcast, guys. Nice, short and sweet, but two hopefully helpful responses to two brilliant questions. So again, thank you both Guy and Jen for getting in touch. And again, if you've got any questions, just please do get in touch as well.
Yeah, and remember, guys, you can do that by going to the cornwallpropertypodcast.com website, go onto the front page, scroll down to the bottom, send the message in that way. Or as I always say, like a banging drum, go onto our social media platforms such as Facebook and drop us a message there. But without your questions, we wouldn't be able to have these sessions for the viewers and the listeners. So thank you, as always, for bringing them to us.
That's it. So until next time, so goodbye from me.
Bye from me as well. Take care.